Good morning. Thanks for tuning in. Well, the local share market's going to take a step back when we kick off later this morning. The December SPY contract finished with a loss of 42 points. So that was a decline of around 0.6%. And it came to rest around session lows. And that reflects a timid approach that was taken by US investors last night. The outlier was the Dow. It finished up by 0.2%. So we'll get to that in a moment. But the S&P 500 was down by 0.25%, and the NASDAQ took a bit more of a knock. It was down by 0.5%. So the reason that the Dow finished higher was the dominance of energy names outperforming there. So there's a reason for that, an important one. So there's a tightness in supply when it comes to the energy complex, and that's reflected in prices. In the case of natural gas, you've got prices at their highest levels in around 7 years. Coking coal, the record highs. In the case of Brent crude oil, it's at its highest levels in around 3 years. So you saw a 2% gain in oil prices last night. Worth pointing out that a number of weeks ago, you had storms going through the Gulf of Mexico, and there's still around 25% of output shut in as a result of those storms. So that's a factor that is supporting oil prices in the near term. So that is why you saw those energy stocks outperforming, helping the Dow to a gain of around 0.2%. But those energy names and those higher oil prices played a small part, it must be said, in pushing long-term interest rates higher. So a 10-year Treasury note now is at its highest levels since June. Obviously, the other important contributor to long-term interest rates pushing higher is the discussion that you're hearing from US Federal Reserve officials across a number of personalities, not least of which is the head of the US Federal Reserve, Jerome Powell. They're talking about the likelihood of bond purchases being reined in over the course of coming months. So that's pushing those long-term interest rates higher as well. And that was most acutely felt where technology names are concerned last night. So that's why the NASDAQ was down by 0.5%. But elsewhere, other factors to point out, there's still a lot of hurdles to navigate over the course of coming days. We'll be hearing from the head of the US Federal Reserve and the head of Treasury in the US in coming days. They'll be testifying in front of Congress. So more scope to talk about higher long-term interest rates. You've still got the Evergrande issue, which is not going away. They are due to pay a coupon this week, another one to foreign bond holders. So that will be a talking point. It'll be interesting to see the comparison of how markets react, because there's a strong case that they will miss that payment as well. They've got 30 days following the payment before they go into default. So a little bit of breathing space, but the optics of it are looking pretty poor at the moment. Elsewhere, there's still important economic news to navigate at the back end of this week. So that explains why, for the moment at least, there is a cautious approach being taken by investors more broadly. But in the local picture today, you would expect that outperformance in the energy space. It's just a question to which extent that will neutralize the overall loss that we're going to see at the start of trade. The move higher in long-term interest rates is going to be a bit of a tailwind for lenders, so keep an eye out for that. And the Aussie dollar has been given a little bit of a boost thanks to those firmer commodity prices. So it closed in on 73 US cents last night, but at the moment it's trading closer to 72.8 US cents.